Good afternoon, almost evening, everybody. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is just a little after 5 p.m. on Saturday, August 1st, 2026. And I just had a great thing happen to me today. God is so great and just so wonderful. The past several days, I've really been crying out to God to just for wisdom and for understanding and for clarity, just to help me really see Him work in my life, really know that God works in me. I just have I have really cried out in my heart about that to God. And this morning when I woke up, I was just kind of blessed and at peace and just thinking about what I wanted to do. And I started my day out with speaking in tongues and just thinking about what God wanted me to do. And for some time now, God has been wanting me to revisit my journal. And I started my journal just a couple of months before I came to the fellowship and came to know you guys and everything. And the reason why I started the journal is because I started coming back to God, and then I had the catastrophe of losing my job, being laid off from my job, and I just started to write again, and I hadn't written in a journal in quite a number of years, like maybe 4 or 5 years even, but I used to be a pretty faithful person to journal and to write, and I know Becky Jancy, I know Becky likes to do this as well. And it's just something that I really get energized by doing. And it helps me with my introspection and that sort of thing. But anyway, I've been writing in my journal since October of 2024. And I reached out to Lawrence for the first time on December 17th of 2024. So just right about 2 months exactly is when I started, 2 months before that is when I started writing in the journal. So anyway, God put it on my heart a few days ago to revisit my journal from beginning to end. And I kept resisting it because I, you know, didn't want to dwell on the past. And I knew that I'd written some negative things as well as some positive things. And I just didn't want to visit the negative things. But God kept putting it on my heart. And so this morning, I just had a calm desire to do it, to just open up the journal and start looking at it. And then when I did that, God directed me to look at, to just start a new journal and to rename it, to actually name it, because I actually have never named a journal before. But this journal, I was led by God to label it or to entitle it Begin Again Journal. So that's what I did. The very first page is centered and everything, and that's what it has, simply Begin Again Journal. And then I have the date, August 1st, 2026. And so I was, when I started reading my journal, God just inspired me to put input into this Begin Again journal, to go through my journal from the beginning and to list the significant positive events that happened that cemented my certainty that God had called me to be where I'm at doing what I'm doing. And so that's what I did. And he also shared with me or inspired me to go to Daniel 10, which is a section of scripture that I almost never go to. I can't even remember the last time I went to it. But in Daniel 10 and verses 11 and 12 in particular, but the entire chapter just spoke to my heart, even though it was addressed to Daniel and his circumstances. But Daniel 10, 11 and 12, verses 11 and 12 really spoke to me. And the verses, I'll just share them with you. It says, "And he said unto me," and I put my name in here, "O Mary, a woman greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Mary, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. And boy, that blessed me so amazingly. You just have no idea. And so I started, and I the first journal input entry that I input was from December 17th of 2024 at 6 in the morning, where I wrote, This morning when I woke up, my thought was to find Lawrence Tor from England. And you guys know the story of that. I've shared it many times. And then I input where 5 days later, I had sent the first email to Lawrence, letting him know that I wanted to honor God to him regularly via PayPal, and that I wanted to get the link to the fellowship. And, you know, that started me on that quest. And then the next entry I have is from January 2nd, which was my very first Zoom fellowship. And I had transcribed my sharing from that fellowship and Lawrence's response to it. And so I copied and pasted that from my first journal, from my original journal to this journal. So those were the first three entries. And then I just started leafing through the journal and just reading every page. And I landed on a page, it was page 44 of my original journal. And there was a negative entry there. Really one of the first really negative entries that I had input into my journal. And so I started to read it. And it was about a Zoom fellowship from that date. And this is just a couple of months after I got started with everybody, not even 2 months after I got started. And God just put it on my heart to actually go to that archived Zoom fellowship and listen to it. And he did that. I know now why God did that. And it also brought to light why God was telling me to start this new journal and include the positives. It wasn't that, you know, that I was wrong in the things that I was saying and all that, you know, or the things that I was feeling. But God had things to show me about that specific entry. And boy, did he show it to me. And I won't go into it in detail, but what really blessed me about it, there were several things that did, but what really blessed me about it was that God showed me that my perception of reality when I hear things or when things are done, you know, a circumstance occurs, that my perception of it is not always necessarily true, even if I feel it or am convinced of it strongly. And, you know, I knew that. I knew that, you know, your perceptions aren't always real and that you can't trust your feelings. I kind of knew that by my mind, you know, I knew it. But boy, God showed it to me so clearly in this whole episode. As I listened to the fellowship, I could see how flawed my perception was of things and how the adversary was trying to thwart God's working. And God was working very hard in that specific fellowship to bless me and encourage me. And I couldn't hear it because of this perception that I had. And it was just amazing to me. And I just got really, really blessed by it. And the thing that that really blessed me was that the very thing that I thought was what was a negative turned out to be such a positive thing. And at the end of it, it was Lawrence was sharing something with me, and at the end of it, Lawrence said these words, and I quote verbatim what he said, and you'll look back at these things and kind of laugh as well when you see your growth. And I realized when he said that, that that was really a prophetic statement, because I was doing that today. I was looking back at this particular circumstance, this instance, where I could see so clearly how the adversary was working to derail me and move me away from where God wanted me to be. He tried to do it. He couldn't do it. He failed. It just really, really blessed me a lot, and encouraged me that this very simple thing that God just kept working in my heart very gently, to go to my journal and to look at these things and to start recording the positive things that have happened to me throughout the last year and a half plus that I've been with everybody, that it was just so enlightening to me. And I realized, that if the same thing, if this Zoom fellowship, if this Zoom fellowship had been last week, if it had happened last week, I would have been able to view it from a completely different viewpoint from how I received it back then, well over a year ago, almost a year and a half ago, because of my own growth throughout the last year and a half. It wouldn't have been an issue at all. And it was a huge issue back then. I mean, it completely derailed me. At least at that particular time, it didn't completely derail me, because I stayed put. I stayed going forward, and I didn't give up. But it just really blessed me a lot to see how God used this journal entry to show me vividly how our perception, and my perception in particular, even though we may believe it to be so true and so real, that it is just a manipulation of the adversary. And it's taught me to continue to just take a pause when I start to feel something really strongly, or I start to get a real negative reaction to anything that is said in the fellowship, or said between believers, or something that Lawrence tells me that I am kind of upset or unsettled about, or confused, or anything like that, any of that stuff, to just take a pause and take it to God and say, God, I need your wisdom on it. I need you to help me with this. I don't want to get off track, and I want to focus on what you would have me to think about with regard to this situation. And then give it to God, release it to God, and don't try to analyze it. I am the biggest analyzer in the world. I'll analyze, like I said, I'll analyze something to death and ruminate over it, and ruminate and think and think and dwell until I'm just depressed. But God doesn't want us to be that way, see, and He wants us to bring things to Him immediately. Don't wait. Don't ruminate. Give it to God, and let God work. Give God time to work. Because see, if it's something that has gotten under your skin or confused you or something, that is a cue to me, and I hope it's a cue to you, that it's something that is either a paradigm, or it's just something that God needs to work out for you. And we just have to take our mind out of it, and let God work, and let God show us the truth of it, and to not get off on our own thinking, our own emotions. And I know that, that can fly in the face of conventional wisdom. But we don't go by conventional wisdom, do we? We go by God's wisdom and what God would have us to think and to do. And we can set these things aside and let God work. Let God show you. Let God show you the truth behind something. And don't jump to a conclusion. Don't react. Don't go down the rabbit hole of negativity, because the devil wants you to go down that rabbit hole, and he wants to keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and fomenting it, and continuing to tweak it and twirl it and swirl it until it's just a downward spiral. You know, and I know God can deliver us out of those rabbit holes that we can get into. And so we even have God to thank for that, you know, that when we do fall off the truth wagon, so to speak, that God will come and bring us back up and lift us back up and set us on top. And this has just been a great blessing. And I think this is a great testimony of how great God can be and how God can work with you to really bless and enlighten you and to show you that he is at work in your life. And so I hope that this blesses you. I'm just really, really off the cuff. I'm just very excited and blessed. And you have no idea how much this encouraged my heart. Other people may not think it's such a big deal, but it's a huge deal for me because it's something that God worked for me in a way that I can kind of get off on, you know, where I know it wasn't me. It really was God working in me. And man, that's what I live for. That is what I live for, is for God to work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I know that's you guys' heart too. So anyway, I hope this blesses you. God bless you. I hope y'all have a fantastic weekend, what's left of it. And I'll see you next week on the Zoom Fellowship.